Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This is Derek Astreicher, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, filling in for Jeff Laslotti. Across the country today, certain medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing young children under the radical and false claim that a person can change their biological sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions. This ideological fiction is being met with biological reality in this country and across the world. Health authorities in Sweden, Norway, Finland, France, and the United Kingdom are now prohibiting or discouraging medical interventions for gender dysphoric children. These countries are now recommending a more cautious approach. Here in the United States, just days after taking office, President Trump issued an executive order to protect children from chemical and surgical mutilation. There is growing national and international consensus that so-called gender-affirming care is actually harmful, irreversible, and inherently dangerous. In fact, it is now the policy of the federal government that it will not fund, sponsor, promote, or support transitioning a child from one sex to another. Here in Montana, the legislature passed Senate Bill 99 last session. That bill offered protections for children from dangerous and harmful medical interventions like puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical mutilations. Unfortunately for Montana families, the Montana Supreme Court ruled in the case of Cross v. Montana that Senate Bill 99 should be enjoined. This means the protections that the Montana legislature provided to children will likely be ruled unconstitutional by our progressive Supreme Court. And despite the fact that 24 other states have passed similar laws to protect children from these dangerous medical interventions, Montana children could still fall victim to this radical ideology. But our Montana legislature has not given up the fight to protect children and adults from the dangerous consequences of so-called gender-affirming care. On Saturday, the House Judiciary Committee will hear testimony in support of House Bill 682, which is known as the Detransitioners Bill of Rights. This bill offers several key protections for the victims of gender transition procedures. First, the bill provides a 25-year statute of limitations for anyone who suffers harm as a result of irreversible medical interventions aimed at transitioning a person from one sex to another. Oftentimes, the harms associated with transition procedures are not realized until years or even decades later, and the potential harms are well known and varied. For instance, men who are treated with synthetic estrogen have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, sexual dysfunction, and infertility. Women who are treated with testosterone have an increased risk of severe liver dysfunction, breast, uterine, and ovarian cancer, and infertility. These are the irreversible consequences resulting from these experimental procedures. Because these interventions are inherently dangerous, House Bill 682 provides for strict liability against any medical provider who performs these treatments on an adult or minor patient if that patient later suffers harm. The bill also requires that insurance companies who cover transition procedures will need to provide coverage for the painful and expensive detransition process. This bill is necessary to provide justice for individuals harmed by these medical interventions. The reality is that these treatments are experimental, irreversible, and undeniably life-altering. The individuals subject to these experiments, often as minors, deserve the opportunity to hold providers accountable if or when they realize the true extent of the harm they suffered. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Derek Astreicher reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.